the thing Allah Ta'ala is made, insan made, that a huge means of transport, then Allah Akbar. They said, O Ya Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala will create what we still don't even know. This is not the creation of human being. This is all from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we shouldn't think, today man get impressed that this person has manufactured one microchip, this person has manufactured and this person has made a jet, or he has made some X16 or whatever. Who has given him that small brain that is less than 1.2 kilograms in weight? That small brain has got over 12 million cells. Who has given us this brain? And all free of charge. Nobody, no mother ever got a statement, or no mother ever got a warning that now we will install brains in your child that is in your womb. You must pay up $200,000. Not at all. And today many people feel that I am a poor person, I don't have enough, I'm very poor. But that person, if he only ponders and thinks, is a person with intelligence, and somebody tells him, I cut off your one finger, I'll give you 200,000 rand. If he's an intelligent person, he'll never be prepared for that. Although we get foolish people today in the world, they will cut off their fingers, their hands, just to beg. Allah Ta'ala, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has taught us, مَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِي يُغْنِيُ اللَّهُ. Whoever wants to love with equal, with honor, with respect, God doesn't want to beg, Allah Ta'ala will keep him with such. Whoever wants to love in a state of independence, that you also doesn't want to be a beggar, agar maangna ho to usi se maang. If you want to ask, then ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says so beautifully, that protect Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala will protect you. Allah doesn't need protection. Allah is Al-Hafiz, Al-Hafiz, Ya Hafiz, Ya Hafiz. A person reads these two names of Allah, all the time will be protected. What does this mean? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is teaching us, you protect the commands of Allah. It is as if Allah is using us to protect the deen of Allah. Whereas in reality we are not worth being protected, to protect any aspect of the deen of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind. When a person, according to your color, you desire to obey the commands of Allah, and you make every effort to be obedient to the commands of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, we regard it as if you are protecting Allah. You are protecting the deen of Allah. In return, the first then if you protect the deen of Allah, you obey Allah's command, you'll find Allah Ta'ala in front of you. Whatever needs you got, immediately Nabi Kareem saw some taught Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala that even if you need a shoe lace, the first contact you should make is not with your pocket, yes, I got that money. It's not with which shop I can get it. The first contact, Ya Allah, you know my need, Ya Allah. You make it available for me. You make it, and that is why Mashayikh has taught, when you get up in the morning, then just think of this ayat, وَوْفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Then I hand all my matters over to Allah. What do I know of my own matters? Allah knows of my matters, and Allah knows how to sort out my matters. So early in the morning when you get up, after you read your dua, Alhamdulillah, Yadhi Ahyana, just talk to Allah and say, Ya Allah, now I'm handing up all my matters to you. You know whatever work I have got with regard to myself, my family, my children, my brothers, and most important, first of all, my deen also. One pious person explains, and as ulama explained, that generally, two types of people don't benefit from the pious people. Even as an Isa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, even our Honorable Rasulullah mentioned that two groups of people don't generally benefit from the pious people because they take them for granted. One is their own family, their own children, the sons, etc. The father can be very pious, they take them for granted, they don't follow in their footsteps. Forget a pious person, the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, knows that Allah Ta'ala's command of azab is coming very soon. And he's telling his son, وَقَالَ نُوْ رَبِّ يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَمْ مَعَنَا وَقَالَ نُوْ يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَمْ مَعَنَا وَلَا تَكُمْ مَا الْكَافِرِينَ قَالَ سَعَوِي إِلَى الْجَبَلِ.
that he is telling his son that, oh my beloved son, come into the Shabbat, come on to the way of salvation. Then the son, and the more you disobey Allah, the more you get involved in sin, your mind becomes totally concocted. You can't think properly. You got big, big ideas. No, I'll do this and I'll do that. Allah Ta'ala says all your ideas will never help. Why is he still talking and he's stubborn not to obey his father? Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala send out the big wave and wipe him out. And then Allah Akbar, Hu alayhi salam wa salam, after all, the Nabi of Allah, the more you are closer to Allah, the more you have love for your family, the more you have love for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we think we got love for our children, and in the name of love, we will buy them a cell phone, that no, I love my son, let me give him a cell phone. In the name of love, he is crying for one jean, and you say, no, never mind, I love my son, let me buy him jean. That is no love. What is love? Allahu Akbar. وَوَصَّى بِيَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيَّ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُم مُّسْلِمُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam spent his whole life making tarbiyat of his wife, inculcating the love of Allah in her heart, that the love of Allah must penetrate her heart. And the wife is the biggest resources in every home that will make every child get the love of Allah. That is why we have to take our deen home. Today, sadly, our Shaykh explains, you come to Salah, you go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you go to Kharka, after that, go straight home. Because Allah has filled your heart with nur, take that nur home. And go in the discuss, make you dhakara, that I learned this in Jamaat, I learned this in the Kharka, I learned in Namaz, that this thought came into my heart, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what we do after Namaz, we stand and we join the PPC Jamaat. Who's the PPC Jamaat? The Pavement Panchayat Club, outside the masjid. No time to sit the kitab reading, we say it takes too long, the bayan will take too long, but there we can stand outside. And there also only one condition you need to join the Pavement Panchayat Club, agarbatti. You must have the agarbatti in your mouth and then talk whatever you want to. That the Imam Sahib read like this today, and sadly, in the month of Ramadan, you will find people after Taraweeh, they won't sit. There's a short program taking place in the masjid, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. They say that program takes too long. But they will stand and they fever. The whole day is earning. You stay hungry. And remember, roza is not to stay hungry. Fasting is something else, and staying hungry is something else. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned very, very clearly, many people gain nothing from their fasting, but just stay hungry. Many people gain nothing from their tahajjud, from their taraweeh, just staying and getting tired. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to stay hungry. Fasting is a great spiritual exercise that will gain you the qurb of Allah, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting was all its requisites. Staying away from haram, what nur will penetrate that heart? If you just go home without talking, you'll see that nur will spread in the house. But now you wasted that nur outside, talking, making fancha and words, making ghibah. Allahu Akbar. And the ulama explained, ghibah is haram, but to make ghibah of the pious is even worse. And today said, we'll stand out and we'll talk about the ulama. If ulama have differences, that is their problem. It's got nothing to do with us. We have to worry of our own self. Ghibah is haram, and to think bad of the pious and make ghibah about them, that is even worse. And sadly, if we go out in the path of Allah, in the name of Mashura, we make ghibah. Or we in the Khanqah, we came out of Islam, and we are making ghibah. So we are destroying all the good that Allah Ta'ala has put into our heart, and then not only destroying that good, we put ourselves into difficulty. We make our life difficult. Like, you know, the famous incident which comes in Fazail Amal also, that two women were fasting in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but then the roza became so difficult upon them as if they were going to even lose their lives. Sahaba Akram got worried. They let us go and take permission from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can they break their roza? They are in a state of severe illness. They're going to break. They're going to lose their lives. So the moment they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what is called contact with the Imam, with the Mashayikh. The Shaykh will immediately make out what is your spiritual problem. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard of this, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't give permission for them to break their roza. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his Sahaba that they take a bowl and tell them to spew in the bowl. They took the bowl, they spewed in that bowl, and what came out from their bellies? Fresh blood and pieces of fresh meat, raw meat, came out. The moment that came out, they felt at peace. When this was brought to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I thought as much, that these women were involved in ghibah, backbiting upon Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ijtanibu katiran minal dhann inna ba'da dhanni ismun wa la tajassasu wa la yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da. And O people, protect yourself from too much of thinking of others. Too much of badzan. Badzan means to have a bad thought. Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifah Puri rahmatullah alayhi, very great wali of Allah, Khalifa of Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat Manasib Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, he says one of the most stupid sins is to have evil thought of somebody. Because if you got an evil thought of a next person, on the day of Qiyamah you will have to present 70 proofs. You can't present one proof, where you can present 70 proofs. And if you think good of that person, even if he did something wrong, you thought good, but you will get sawab. And how stupid and evil is badzan. For example, even if a person is a drunkard, is a habitual drunkard, and now you see him walking into the bottle store again, immediately if your mind goes, oh, there's that fellow going to buy his bottle again. Now already you is sin, you are tahajjud guzar, and you're going out in the path of Allah, you're going into the company of the mashayikh, you're even teaching in the madrasa, whatever may be, but now you in sin. And he, if that moment he didn't go and buy a bottle, he went to ask for a glass of water. Now see how foolish you were. Like it happened in one place, in Madhavad, two ulama went to investigate one restaurant to see where it's halal or not. So two children that attended the madrasa, they saw the Maulana's going into there, not knowing for what they went. Then the next day they passed with their mother. They told the mother, let's go and buy a burger. The mother said, no, we don't know it's halal or haram. He said, no, we saw the two Maulanas going there. Two Maulanas going there for what? We don't even know. So that person, or they went there and they went to buy. So just all these things, just is important that we see how that we don't destroy our amal. We don't stand outside and destroy our amal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that all of you get together and all of you try and count one favor of Allah, is beyond your ability. Your resources will get exhausted. You will get finished. You won't even understand the favor of, you won't understand the reality of one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who, for example, is a general practitioner, now he studies further, he studies something more, but he studies less. For example, he becomes a cardiologist. First he has this general knowledge of the whole body. Now he is studying particularly one part of the body. That means he's studying more, but he's studying less of only one part of the body. But as he studies, then he realizes, oh, how the thing functions. How the heart is just pumping all the time. It is mentioned 200,000 miles, the blood is flowing in the body every day. And we don't even know. We're just walking around, we take it for granted that I'm moving around. When the heart has got one blockage in between, now a person realizes. One person explained to me in Medina Sharif, he says one of his cousins had to go for dialysis, and his cousin told him that by just that few minutes that I have to go for dialysis, what pain I go through, I can't explain to you. And how difficult it is. Imagine, we go and pass water, we take it for granted. We don't realize, whereas Nabi Kareem saw some taught us, when you come out to prana, oh Allah, please forgive me. I did not appreciate your ni'mat and you are so kind. Alhamdulillah, alladhi azab anni al-azab wa afani. Oh Allah, you took out all that filth and dirt from my body, which could have caused me great harm. But we take it for granted. We enter the toilet not according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem, We come out with our not according to the sunnah, just right leg, left leg. We are not concerned. We are so unmindful. Our Shaykh says, sadly today, we loving like zombies. Just loving. Not even thinking, why am I loving? We haven't even made a niyat of life. What is our niyat of life? Every person should make his niyat of life. And daily you should renew your niyat of life. And our niyat of life is, Allah has sent us here to find Allah, to recognize Allah. When you recognize Allah, then naturally as the greatness of Allah comes in your heart, you can't stop falling in love with Allah. You just want to fall in love with Allah. And when you fall in love with Allah, you just want to please your beloved all the time. Nobody will have to tell you now, wake up for Fajr Namaz. You don't even need the alarm. Before the alarm goes, you up for Tahajjud already. But when we don't have the love of Allah, you put 2-3 alarms and you say, Walisab, I don't know what happened. Now, all my alarms rang, I don't know if it rang, it didn't ring, but I must my Fajr Namaz. Why? Lack of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to get this love of Allah? Allah ta'ala explains that the favors of Allah are unlimited. One favor we can't imagine, but our pious predecessors, Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, the principal of Darul Uloom for many, many years, who was known as Hakimul Islam. What a great pious personality, what great knowledge Allah gave him, what piety. Hazrat said, made it very easy. He says, the bounties of Allah are beyond our understanding and comprehension. But we can categorize it into 2 categories. One is known as the zahiri ni'mat of Allah, the outward bounties of Allah. The outward bounties of Allah, these are such bounties which Allah Ta'ala distributes to everybody in this world. Whether Muslim, non-Muslim, Allah distributes to everybody. And what are the outward bounties? The body Allah Ta'ala has given us, this is a great favor of Allah. The clothes Allah Ta'ala give us, our houses Allah Ta'ala give us, our food etc., our businesses, these are the zahiri ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are generally limited bounties of Allah. That is why Allah Ta'ala gives it to those people who don't even believe in Allah. We get overtaken. The kuffar has got this, they got this, and they got that. And they rule in this country, and they rule in that country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very, very clearly in the Quran al-Kareem that don't be overtaken that you see these people are flying in jet, and they're flying from this country today, in another, and next day they're in that country, and they're having parties, etc. Allah Ta'ala says those are just a few buttons of this world. That can be, it is totally valueless. It's got no value whatsoever. So you don't fall for that. What Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the believers, Allahu Akbar, that you cannot imagine. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِيَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has ever seen what Allah has prepared for the believers. Forget I ever seen, وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِيَتْ. No ear has ever heard of that. Many people, they can thrill you, and they can tell you of this, and they can tell you of that. But as much as they can thrill, your ear wouldn't have heard of what is just an iota of the beauty of Jannah. And forget hearing. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَا خَتَّرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. It won't even come to your understanding. You won't able to think about what is the enjoyments of Jannah. Many people, they have a sickness which is called fantasy, that you just start thinking and imagining. Like there was one person who was called Sheikh Chilli. Just think all the time. So he was a poor man, he was an ordinary porter. And he used to take people's goods from the shop to their home and get 1 rupee, 2 rupees. But on the way he used to think lot of big thoughts. So one day a person hired him to carry 2 tons of ghee. That 2 tons of ghee, take it to my house. Sheikh Chilli said, no problem. 2 tons of ghee, I'll get 5 rupees. Said, okay, you carry my 2 tons of ghee. 1 ton he had on his head, 1 ton he had on his shoulder here, and he's walking. As he's walking, now he's imagining and thinking and thinking. He says, oh, now I got a customer, 2 tons of ghee. When I finish, I'll come back, I'll get another customer. He'll tell me 3 tons of ghee. When I come back from there, I'll get another customer. He'll tell me 4 tons of ghee. In one day, I'll make so much money, I'm able to buy a wheelbarrow. When I got a wheelbarrow now I won't just take 1 or 4 or 5 tons, I'll put 10 tons. And every day I'll get so much business, I'll have to buy a small bucket. When I got the small bhakti, then I won't just transport 10 and 20 tons, I'll transport 50 and 100 tons of ghee every day. And then when I finish transport so many in 1 month, I'll able to buy a big truck. When I buy a big truck, I'll be transporting ghee throughout the province. And in 1 month, I'll buy 2-3 trucks. And then I'll establish a big company. And then I'll hold a big office. And then I'll have a nice air-conditioned office. I'll be like a lion. I'll be sitting, I'll have drivers that will be transporting for me. Then I'll build a nice big house, a big palace. And then I'll get married. When I get married, I'll have children. My children will grow up. They look after the business. I'll have grandchildren. When I have grandchildren, I'll be sitting like a nani. Then the daddy will send a grandchild, will call Dada, come eat. Then Dada, the food is ready, come eat. Then I'll act and I'll pretend, I'll say, no, I don't want to eat. I'll play with my grandson. And as he shook his head, the poor man's teeth and fell down. And that man said, Sheikh Chiddi, what happened to my whole ghee is gone? He said, why it's only your one son, my 3 generations are gone. So in any case, if we Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wala, you can imagine and imagine, you won't even reach the surface about the beauty of Jannah. Allah Ta'ala says, don't be overtaken what the outward world has got. So the zahiri ni'mat of Allah, the outward bounties, today people complain. You just see somebody else's car, you feel, oh, my car is no good. Somebody else's house, oh, I am living in a small house. Allah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has taught us a beautiful principle. As far as dunya is concerned, always look at those that are less privileged than you. Then you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if your eyes are so big, and you want to eat like children, you don't eat with your mouth and your stomach, you eat with your eyes, then you just spoil yourself. And then you have to spew it out. So this is dunya. Dunya has got no reality, it's got no value. Allahu Akbar. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam was walking with a companion. The companion said, Hazrat, I want to accompany you on your safar. But his niyat was also not correct. One is to accompany the pious servants, to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your niyat must be to find Allah, to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You go out and you see, oh, other people, I'll make friends with this person, will be a big businessman. I'll make friends with him. I'll ask him for a loan. I'll get this. Or I move with this sheikh. People will see, hey, I'm the murid of this sheikh. I'll have contacts. People will. So your niyat is totally incorrect. You will lose out totally. You're doomed. Forget asking. Your akhirat is barbar. Your dunya also gone, your akhirat is also gone. Like this person, he joined Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the pious people, their hearts are very broad. They want every person to get the love of Allah. So they won't refuse you, no, you can't travel with me. They accept you so that you can take from them what is in their heart, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, okay, come join me. When Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had a small serpent, but say 3 sandwiches in there. So they carried on their journey and they stopped at a certain place. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, we tired, let's have some meals. So he said, open the tiffin. They opened the tiffin, there was 3 sandwiches. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, one for me and one for you. So you take the second sandwich and the other one leave it in there. When we carry on, after a while we'll stop, we'll need it, we'll share it again. So they had the 2 sandwiches, then they carried on walking. On the way somewhere, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam might have went for his things or whatever, this person ate the 3rd sandwich. But now when they stopped at the 3rd place, then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, bring the sandwich, where is it? He opened the Tupperware, it's missing. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, where is it? He says, I don't know. He says, but only me and you are here, who else? He says, no, I don't know who to give. The friends of Allah, their minds are open, they're very broad. They routine to making them a fool, but they know exactly your condition. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam kept quiet. He said, okay, let's carry on. They carried on. They on the road, they found 3 bricks of gold laying. 3 bricks of gold were laying on the ground. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, 3 bricks of gold. He says that one for me and one for you. And the 3rd brick of gold will be for the person who ate the 1 sandwich. Quickly he said, I am. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Mali wa la dunya. What have I got to do with dunya? You take all 3 bricks, but you take your road, I take my road. I can see you're not interested of getting Allah's love. You are interested in dunya, so you carry on with your dunya. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam carried on. This person was too happy, he got 3 bricks of gold. Why he got that 3 bricks of gold? Allahu Akbar. 2 crooks already saw him from a distance and they came to attack him. And they one crook waylaid him and kill him and take the 3 bricks of gold. But as the Honorable Illustrious Sheikh says, that a crook is called a crook because he's crooked. He goes like a snake, he goes crooked, his mind is also crooked. So this person is also a crook, those are also 2 crooks. When those 2 crooks he saw him, they want to attack me, they want to kill me. So he said, no, don't attack me, we'll share. You are, I take 1 brick of gold, you 2 will also take 2 bricks of gold. Said, okay, one brick for you. Say, okay, very happy. Now he said, let's have a party. Let's go buy some food and eat. So they said, no problem. So they said, they asked, who will go buy the food from the sati? They were in a valley. He said, I'll go and buy the food. And what he was planning in his mind, that I'll go and buy the food, I'll eat my food there in the sati. And the food, the what I'll bring for them, I'll poison it, and I'll give them the food. They eat the food, they die, and the 3 bricks will be for me again. So he planned this while he was going to buy the food. And these 2 plans, and the moment he comes back for the food, before he even puts it down, we're going to attack him and kill him and take his brick of gold also. So that crooked idea, his crooked idea, he went to buy the food, he came back, he poisoned the food. The moment he came, they attacked him, they killed him. And so he was dead. They started eating the food very, very happily. After eating the food, they were poisoned, they also died. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came back, he saw 3 dead people laying there, he saw the 3 bricks of gold. He says, this is dunya. This dunya will just give you deception. This dunya will just give you dhoka. When you don't get the love of Allah, and this is, you only worried of the outward bounties of this dunya. More important, the second categories of the bounties of Allah are called the batini ni'mats, the hidden favors of Allah. The hidden favors are only given to special people. The hidden favors are not given to everybody. And what are the hidden favors? The greatest of all the hidden favors is Iman. The outward favors, the more you got, the more parishani. The more money you got, the more you have to worry of a saint, the more you have to worry of protection, the more you have to worry of security, all that. The internal, the batini favors of Allah, the more you got, the more you spend, the more those favors increase. The zahiri ni'mat, outward favors, the more you spend, the more it decreases. And your tongue goes, your heart goes out of your mouth. Like our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that Allah gives you a lot of wealth, you're a big businessman. But when you work out your zakat, you got 10, 15 million extra money, and now you have to give zakat on that, and you see, oh, my zakat is going to 1 million then. He says, now your heart is coming out of your mouth. 1 million then zakat I have to give. Hazrat says, just put your heart back into place by thinking that that is only 2.5%. 97.5% is still in my bank account. Then your heart will go back into position. And that is the height of stinginess. That what you have for a whole year, you didn't need it. And you can't give 2.5% to the poor people. And if you giving it, you're not benefiting them, you're benefiting yourself. Zakat is your own protection. And Allah Ta'ala will increase your wealth also. So thus we will get, when we go out in the path of Allah and we learn, that I have to find the love of Allah. Now I need to find the company of the Mashayikh at Ahlullah. When I see a person, he reminds me of Allah. He's got the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his life. And he will connect me to Allah. Get connected to such a person. Learn how to gain the love of Allah by making the zikr of Allah. Now see, every aspect of your life will be different. Your gush will be different. Your teaching will be different. Your business will be different. Everything will be different. And a person will want to enjoy your company. Otherwise our Shaykh says so beautifully that even we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we don't make our Islam, we don't purify our heart and take out all the evil qualities of greed, anger, hatred, that you go out in the path of Allah, you are a big Sufi star. But when you come home, the last person to recognize you will be your wife. Don't think your wife is to say you are a big Monisa, you are a big Shaykh. One pious person, one Shaykh, was a very pious person, but his wife used to tell him, you just like a crud of mud, you just stay on the ground, you don't show any karamat, what's the good of you? So he made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, this old woman of mine, she says, I'm just a clot of mud. Give me some karamat, let me show her that who am I. So Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. Allah Ta'ala said, okay, put your musalla in the air and you sit on the musalla and we'll let you fly over your house and then she'll see. So Allah, he put his musalla in the air and he started flying. And she saw from the window somebody is flying. When he came back home, he said, you just a clock of luck. Today you should see a great wali of Allah. See, yeah, you saw a great wali of Allah. He said, yes, I saw somebody flying over our house, up and down. Say, you saw properly. You know who was there? Say, who was there? Say, it was me. Say, oh, that's why it was growing crooked also. So the wife won't recognize your honor and status. But when you make your Islam and you come back home, whether it's from the Khanqa, whether it's even after teaching your sabak, you are Shaykhul Hadith, you came back, or going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you came back, you won't expect praises from your wife. If she tells you something, you'll answer her in a nice way. You'll be humble and kind. Otherwise, you come home and you're making a big noise. And you're just making a noise. And now husband says, now you ask her, there's a takada, and I have to go out 40 days. You say, oh, only 40 days. You go 4 months, it's fine, doesn't it? But you made your Islam, like Allah Ta'ala says, from all the bounties, the greatest favor we could ever bless you with, the فَتْمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ is بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. When we send the Nabi of Allah to mankind, and the greatest personality, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was the greatest favor not only to mankind, but to the whole creation. As it is said, it's not a hadith, but the words are absolutely true. If it was not for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love that Allah Ta'ala has got for you, Allah would have not created the entire creation. So in the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole world was loving. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the world was lost in absolute darkness. They didn't know what is a human being. Today we think we are very pious, but we still have to become human beings. We still don't even know how to love properly, how to talk properly. So we have to become insan. Mr. Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Talwi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that if you want to become a big Sufi and you come to my Khanqa and make big zikr and the roof also come down, then you are at the wrong place. But if you want to become an insan, a human being, love how to love what feelings for every creation of Allah, then you come here. We will teach you how to become a human being. So Nabi Kareem saw some came to the world to teach us how to become human beings. And the first step is Allah Ta'ala teaches us what was the work of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally we get, some people get misconception that only I am doing the work of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala is explaining what was the detailed syllabus of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first thing, when the heart becomes unmindful of Allah and you get involved in dunya, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The worst people, the destruction upon them, that their hearts became so hard, they got no time to think of Allah. No time to make zikr of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala gives, Allah Ta'ala explains the disease, and Allah gives the cure of the disease also. Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi anzal ahsana al-kitab. Allah Ta'ala reveals the best of speech, ahsana al-hadith, the best of speech, that is kitab Allah. So the first work of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the world was in darkness, they lost all sense of reality. Allah Ta'ala says, Yatluna ayat. That you will teach them how to recite Quran. From this we learn, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Purpuri rahmatullahi alayhi explained, this indicates the maktab system. How important every Muslim child must be attending a maktab. We must learn how to read Quran Kareem. And even if we old and we forgot how to read Quran Kareem, we shouldn't be shy. Take out some time from the Imam Sahib. Ask him for 10 minutes every day. In 3-4 months, you'll be back on the road. You'll be able to read Quran Kareem. But sadly today, Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Rahmatullah Alayhi explained, our Shaykh says, he says, I met many Shaykhul Hadiths that even in the month of Ramadan, they don't make one Quran Kareem. This is not the coming of a believer that we don't make tilawat of Quran Sharif. How is it that we get up, day passes, we don't make tilawat of Quran Sharif? And we think we are very pious. We think I am a Shaykh, I am a Sufi. If you don't make tilawat of Quran Sharif, you
yourself far from becoming the wali of Allah. Then as you make Quran Sharif, your heart will become enlightened and now you will be eager to find Allah. You will want to get a connection with who is, whose words are the words of Allah. To find Allah, to get Allah in the heart, when you zakkih him, you have to purify the heart. Just a quick example I will share gives. If somebody tells you, I bought very expensive food heater and just get a bottle and I'll pull for you, you find the best bottle you got to come. And then you wash it, and you wash it thoroughly. Then you take off every vapor. The wife says, what's wrong with you? Why are you making so much trouble to wash this bottle? Says, no, that money is for food eater for me, very expensive. I have to wash this bottle properly. So just to put food eater in one bottle, you take so much trouble. Then the maker of food, Allah Rabbul Izzat, for him to come into our hearts, how much trouble we have to do? How much don't we have to purify our hearts? And the system to purify our heart, Allah sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba sat in their company, in his company, their hearts were dark. When they sat in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the nur they got in his heart of iman, it penetrated their heart. Their hearts became open. Now they desire to learn deen. You want to know about deen, how to obey Allah's command. Allah says the third responsibility was وَيُعَلِّمُمُ الْكِتَابِ. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim gave ta'aleem. What is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we have to learn the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you learn the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the pleasure of Allah, for the love of Allah, now you won't want to keep it to yourself. Now you want to make tabligh. Now you want to go out. First of all, you'll be worried of your family. You'll be worried of your relatives, your friends, and the whole ummah. And you'll be making dua also. But daily you won't forget about your own Islam. You'll make sure you make your tilawat regularly. You'll make your zikr regularly. You'll be punctual on all the sunnahs that you learn. And you'll try and implement in your life. And see, life is something else. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here, respected elders and friends. And these are the real bounties of Allah. That we should be making dua, we should be making effort. That, oh Allah, please grant me perfect iman. And Nabi Sa'asim said, renew this iman daily. Read kalima la ilaha illallah. We say that the best zikr is la ilaha illallah. But do we complete our zikr la ilaha illallah daily? And do we know how to make zikr? Zikr we have to learn from the man who know how to make zikr. Sahaba learned from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why he said, one Allah worker of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the whole ummah Allah worker cannot compare to his one Allah. Why he got that close companionship of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize Islam of the heart is further. It is extremely necessary that we clean our hearts of all spiritual diseases and we make sure we get the necessary deen and make our tilawat, our zikr daily and have fikr and concern of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how the love of Allah can spread throughout the world. Then see our loving at home will be different. Our zikr, our tilawat will be different. Our teaching will be different. Our business will be different. And we get the taste of Jannat in this world today. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa aqid awal. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibat al-Muttaqeen. Wa salam wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen. Sayyidina wa habibina wa shafiina wa mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ات نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت ولي مولاها اللهم زدنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهد لامه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهدنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم توفنا مسلمين وهدنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم ارتحل قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم قواعد العين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa alu subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillah.